I'm the cotton development specialist for Phytogen in Alabama and Florida. And as Brooke said, I'd like to acknowledge a team of development specialists and the marketing folks, as well as the breeder. I see Joe back there smiling. So anyhow, this is a whole team that it takes to get a variety forward. Today I'm going to talk to you about Phytogen 575. It is a new full-season cotton variety with superior yield potential and fiber quality. As we look at the Phytogen current portfolio, we see that 565 was our current full-season variety, and we plan to replace that with Phytogen 575. You see the rest of our lineup here. Some of the attributes I'd like to mention about 575 is it is a full maturity variety with a medium tall plant height, excellent seedling vigor, which I want to stop and give you a quick note on that. Generally, when we look at full season varieties, we see that you slip a little bit on early vigor, and we see that 575 is the best variety we currently have when you look at early season vigor. It is a smooth leaf, and we feel it's a significant improvement over 565. 575 was derived from some elite lines out of Argentina. Its background was 5322, and it's been in our conventional evaluation since 2005. It entered our transgenic evaluations in 2010, and in public trials, it was evaluated as PX5322-11WRF, and in 2013, we had a limited supply to sell. To give you an idea of what the plant growth characteristics look like over the past 2 years in some of our plots, we see that it's able to establish a stand slightly better than 499 with a better vigor rating than 499, and most of these attributes are better than 565. We see the final plant height is more similar and node production is more similar to 499, while 565 was more of a vegetative growthy plant. Again, looking at the plant and how the boll load starts, we see that 565 starts a little bit lower, or 575 starts a little bit lower than 499, which is a positive, and it's got more of the full season fruiting pattern compared to 499, where it starts with more outer position bolls lower on the plant. 499 has a tendency to put more outer position bolls in the middle and upper part of the plant. Again, we see it's a little bit taller, so it's an aggressive growing plant throughout the season. I mentioned it earlier, but I'll mention it again and give you some hard numbers on seed quality. The commercial seed that we had available in 2013 for 575 was outstanding. The warm germ was over 94%, and the cool germ was right at 92%. If you look at all the Phytogen upland varieties sold in 2013, the warm germ was 94% with a cool germ approaching 88%, which is where we get that reputation for coming out of the ground under most conditions. To give you an idea what that looks like in the field, we had 575 next to commercial competitors throughout many locations. This gives you an idea what it looks like at the seedling stage, differences in growth size, and this is a little bit closer to first bloom back at a different location, just to give you the robustness of 575. I'm showing you some data from Seed Matrix. This is 22 trials looking at yield of 499, 565, and 575, and some of the fiber qualities. We see that 575 is definitely a better yielding variety than 565 was, and the length and micronaire of 575 are more favorable than 499. Looking at some more information from Seed Matrix, where we compare 499 and 575 with some of the commercial competitors, this is 18 trials over a broad geography. We see that both yield and dollar value per acre of 575 is competitive with other full season varieties. However, when you blend over locations without regarding where those locations were, we see that 499 is still the most consistent variety. So our breeders go to great efforts to evaluate how varieties do in certain geographies so that they can help us place those varieties. And I won't give you too many details about this slide, but what's important is that the data points of the variety are associated with locations that were tested in. The further to the right is high yield. The closer to that red line is yield stability. And if you look where that red circle is, that's the experimental number for 575. You can see it's very close to that red line for yield stability, and it's relatively far to the right on that chart. Those locations are probably too small to see, and they're all in code, but most of those are South Alabama and Georgia locations. This is another slide of similar type where we look at competitive varieties, and if you look, all the phytogen varieties are in a blue or purple color. The Delta Pine varieties are in green, and there are a couple of Stoneville varieties in orange. If you look again, 575 is circled. It's close to the line for stability of yield, and it's relatively far to the right, with 499 being the highest yielding, most stable variety tested. So we know that we've got to place 575 in its area of adaptation, which is the lower southeast. So I'm showing you a two-year average from a single OBT location. This is at Fairhope, Alabama. You see that 575 is capable of beating 499 when it's placed where it needs to be, and it's also very competitive with full season competitors over years. Looking at a more robust data set, this is some of the Georgia OBTs from the last 2 years. We see that both irrigated, which are the tall bars, and dryland, which are the shorter bars, you see that 575 is competitive, and is probably more competitive in an irrigated environment than it is in a dryland environment. All right, getting back to link quality, I've shown you a different data set here, and I want to emphasize this point, is that the micronair of 575 is lower than 499, and fiber length is better than 499. So to give you an idea where we think this needs to be placed, it's not as broadly adapted as 499. It needs to be in high yield potential fields, which in my mind, that's a heavy soil that can capture rain well, not go through stress as much as something that's sandier, or put it under irrigation. In the southeast, we have a lot of folks that grow peanuts with cotton, and peanut farmers want to get their peanuts out before they defoliate cotton, so they're going to leave a variety in the field longer. 575 allows them to do that, where they can plant 499 with that. So we're looking at a geography south of Montgomery, Alabama, the Florida Panhandle, most of Georgia, and below the lakes in South Carolina. So if I had to give you a bullet point, the best fit is planted early to complement a system using phytogen 499 because of its excellent vigor and its ability to last longer through the season. So to summarize 575, it is a full maturing variety with excellent seedling vigor, and it has improved micronair and fiber length characteristics when compared to 499. You can plant it in a window earlier than you should plant 499 in that area, and I would recommend that it's placed in high yield potential environments in the lower southeast. This is just an idea of what it looks like, so I'll take questions if you have them. Thanks for your attention.